Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to store a message in DNA? That'll be $1,000. French startup BioMemory is rolling out a credit card-sized storage device that uses DNA to encode a kilobyte of text data. By Emily Mullen. You probably keep a backup of important personal files, photos, and video on a flash drive or external hard drive. In the not-too-distant future, you might store the data in DNA instead. French company BioMemory wants to bring personal DNA-based data storage to the public. Today, the company announced the availability of wallet-sized cards that store 1 kilobyte of text each, the equivalent of a short email, using DNA as the storage medium. At $1,000 for two identical cards, the price isn't exactly comparable to a memory stick, at least not yet. Arfane Arwani, CEO of BioMemory, sees his firm's offering as an experiment of sorts. "We wanted to demonstrate that our process is ready to be shown to the world," he says. At a time when the rate of data creation around the world will soon outpace the amount of storage space available, researchers are exploring the idea of saving information in strands of DNA. Companies like Microsoft are developing DNA storage capabilities, while other groups have successfully encoded songs, videos, TV shows, and even malware in the genetic material. One major benefit of DNA is that it is a far denser storage medium than current electronics. The Wyss Institute of Harvard estimates that a single gram of DNA can hold around 36 million copies of the Avengers Endgame movie. It's also stable over time and requires less energy than the solid-state drives and hard disk drives used in today's data centers. Once information is encoded into DNA, it doesn't require energy use until it's retrieved using a DNA sequencer. BioMemory is promising a minimum lifespan of 150 years, a lot longer than current digital data storage methods. Hard disk drives last about 5 years, while flash drives last for around 10 years. "Computing has always been based on electronics," Arwani says. "That's good because it's very fast. You can access your data in nanoseconds. However, electronics are very fragile and very difficult to maintain." Founded in 2021, BioMemory's larger goal is to develop DNA storage devices that could be used in place of hard drives in DNA centers. Today's data centers are sprawling buildings the size of warehouses, filled with rows upon rows of server racks. Every email sent, movie streamed, TikTok shared, or Bitcoin traded puts those servers to work, accounting for around 1.5% of the world's electricity consumption. DNA is nature's original storage system. The molecule is made up of the chemical bases adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine, shortened to A, C, G, and T, which pair off to form a double helix. The order of these bases determines the genetic blueprint of every living organism. To store data in DNA, a file is converted from its binary code of zeros and ones into a series of A's, C's, G's, and T's. On BioMemory's website, a user can type the text message they want to store into an interface that looks something like Google Translate, which converts it into DNA code. Then BioMemory custom builds a DNA strand from that code, chemically synthesizing it base by base to match the desired sequence. Irwani says the company's current process takes about 8 hours to make 1 kilobyte worth of data. The DNA is synthesized in a solution, so the next step is drying it to increase its shelf life. Taking inspiration from credit cards embedded with a microchip, which were first deployed in France in the 1980s, scientists at BioMemory designed a silver credit card-like device with a circular chip that holds the dried DNA. To preserve the DNA, the card is sealed to prevent any oxygen from entering. Irwani says customers will receive 2 identical cards, one to keep and another to test out the process of retrieving the data. To retrieve their message, customers will mail in one of the cards, which will be opened, and the dried DNA will be rehydrated and read by a sequencing machine. The sequence, made up of A's, C's, G's, and T's, is then emailed to the customer, who can plug that into BioMemory's website to translate it back into the text message. Irwani sees potential for DNA as a long-term storage option for people who want a safe, secure way to keep data of sentimental value. Nicholas Geis, chief scientist at the Cybersecurity Information Protection and Hardware Evaluation Research, or CIPHER Lab at Georgia Tech Research Institute, says he could see customers using the cards to store information that wouldn't change over a long period of time, such as critical passwords, the location of a safety deposit key, a beloved family recipe, or a message to a child or grandchild. It has to be something you care a lot about having forever, but you're not retrieving it often, Geis says. At a kilobyte, you can't do much, but at a slightly higher scale, you can start storing family photos and home videos. But he says DNA storage might have the most appeal for companies and governments that need to store vast archives. The big advantage of using DNA for data storage is how compact it is. That matters more if you're storing a large amount of data, Geis says. Mark Bath, a professor of biological engineering at MIT who studies DNA data storage, says the BioMemory cards will test the waters of consumer interest for this kind of product. He thinks the company will have some initial buyers, even at the steep initial price. There are a lot of theories out there about whether or not DNA data storage is valuable and useful, Bath says. But until you have a product like this and let people decide if they want to buy this in a free market type of way, you can't really do that experiment. He thinks if people are interested, the cost will come down as DNA writing gets cheaper. Demand then drives investment in reducing costs and increasing scale. That's the typical arc that any technology undergoes, Bath says. Irwani says the price of the cards is high in part because synthesizing DNA is still slow and expensive. The company, still a startup, is also trying to control demand while being able to fulfill orders. BioMemory is opening orders this December and plans to send its first cards in early January. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.